Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also want to invite you to our website, churchofchristinharrodsburg.com. You'll find all these radio programs. You'll find Bible videos, 30 minutes in length on different subjects, and a host of other Bible-related material that will aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to all and any of these services. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire is to show you your need for God in your life to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. Please come and be with us. We are continuing our ongoing discussion on the subject of Jesus, the bread of life. This morning, we're going to talk about his flight into Egypt and his return. We're going to begin this morning by reading in Matthew chapter 2, verse number 13. And when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek to destroy the young child. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. And there he was until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt I call my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by wise men, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth to put to death all male children who were in Bethlehem in all of his district from 2 years old and under, according to the time when he had determined from the wise men. Thus was fulfilled was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentations, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted, because they are no more. Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, and said, Arise, take the young child and his mother, go on back to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. Then he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Egypt. Now after the departure of the Magi, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph with a warning to take Jesus and Mary and go to Egypt. He was there to remain until the angel appeared to him again. All this was necessary to fulfill two prophecies, Hosea 11:1 and Jeremiah 31:15. Let's first read Jeremiah 31 and verse 15. Thus says the Lord, A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentations and bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted, for they are no more. This is a fulfillment of the prophecy when Herod tried to kill all the children when he found that the wise men did not come back and tell him where Jesus was. And then we look at Hosea chapter 11 and verse number 1. Hosea 11 and verse 1. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. Now again, this is fulfillment of the prophecy that Jesus would be called out of Egypt, and we see in our reading in Matthew chapter 2, that's exactly what took place. When Herod saw that the Magi did not return as he had expected, he issued orders that all male children 2 years and under in Bethlehem and its surrounding regions were to be executed. While this event application to Jeremiah 31:15 is somewhat difficult to understand, and the prophecy refers initially to Rachel figuratively raising her head from her burial tomb and weeping as she saw her sons being carried away into Babylonian captivity, it was primarily fulfilled when Herod had the children slaughtered in Bethlehem and areas nearby trying to kill the Christ. Archaeological date indicates that Herod the Great died in March of 4 BC and was succeeded by his son Archelaus. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared once again to Joseph in a dream, this time in Egypt. He instructed Joseph to take Jesus and Mary back to the land of Israel, for the one responsible for endangering the life of Jesus was now dead. Joseph did as he was told, and it appears that he intended to return to Judea, perhaps to Bethlehem, but changed his mind when he found out that Archelaus was reigning in his father's stead in Judea. He received an additional warning from God in a dream and went to Galilee instead, specifically to Nazareth. This is also the fulfillment of the prophecy that he shall be called a Nazarene. There is no statement found in the Old Testament worded in that particular way. However, it's most likely that Jesus would be of a humble life and would be despised and rejected, and it was prophesied by several other prophets that indeed is exactly what happened. That certainly occurred, as Galilee was a region of less than stellar reputation, and Nazareth was apparently looked down upon as well. Nathanael would later say to Philip, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" John 1 and verse number 46. Luke did not write of the visit of the Magi, the flight into Egypt, and the slaughter of the children, but went directly from the presentation in the temple to their settling in Nazareth. Now we need to remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the Gospels were all written for different purposes. They were different emphases in the writing that each writer dealt with. Especially in the book of Matthew, Matthew was written to convince the Jews that Jesus was the Messiah, that he was a fulfillment of the prophecy that had been written about him in the Old Covenant. And there's lots of references in the book of Matthew to the Old Testament, because much of it is quoted in fulfillment of prophecies. And we read that in our reading in Matthew chapter 2, verse 13 through 23. We also look at Luke chapter 2, and in verse 23, Luke chapter 2, and verse number 33. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things that were spoken of him. Now again, all the things that were given to Joseph and told to Mary concerning what Jesus would be and what Jesus would do, it was not completely understood by Joseph and Mary, but they kept it in remembrance. Why? Because this son was destined to do things and to do God's will and to present an opportunity for God's people that would be exactly what God had promised long ago when he promised that there would be a remedy for sin, and also that all the nations of the earth would be blessed through the seed of Abraham. Now, when you go back to genealogy, written in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 1 about the genealogy of Jesus, it says that he is the son of Abraham and the son of David. Now, again, he is tied to Abraham by the promise made to Abraham in Genesis 12 and verse 3. He is tied to King David because of the throne and the kingdom and him reigning in the spiritual kingdom of David in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12 through 14. What I want you to see, ladies and gentlemen, is that God had a plan. God had a plan before time began. And every piece of that plan was unveiled little by little through the Old Testament to bring Jesus into the world and to bring Christ into the earth in order to be the remedy and the sacrifice for sin that would be able to redeem sinful men and be able to reconcile him back to God, even though they were guilty of sin. And so we must remember that everything that happens in the life of Jesus is for a purpose that is leading to the fulfillment of him dying on the cross in order to give men the opportunity to have redemption and a remedy for sin. Now, the flight into Egypt and his return was according to God's plan, and it is according to prophecy that was fulfilled when Joseph listened to the words of the angel and both times took him to Egypt and then brought him out of Egypt. I also want to remind you of a prophecy that was given by Moses in Deuteronomy chapter number 18. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, we want to read a prophecy that Moses wrote that concerned this Jesus and his role that God was going to have him play. In chapter 18, we're going to begin reading in verse number 15. The Lord your God will raise up a prophet like from me from your midst and from your brethren. Him you shall hear according to all that you desire of the Lord your God in Hebron in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the word and the voice of the Lord, nor let me see this great fire any more, lest I die. And the Lord said to me, when they have spoken, what they have spoken is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be that whoever will not hear the words which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him. Now again, this prophecy is a direct prophecy concerning Jesus Christ. He's going to be like Moses. He's going to be God's spokesman. He's going to be a lawgiver. And he is going to be the person that speaks for God. And anyone that will not hear him, anyone that will not receive him and believe his teaching and his words will be cut off. And that indeed is true, because he is the last avenue, the last message that God is going to give mankind. And so what we see here this morning is the flight into Egypt and the return was for a purpose. It was a purpose, again, to fulfill prophecy. The killing that Herod did of the children to try to kill the Lord because he did not know exactly where he was at, because the Magi was warned not to go back and tell him, because the angel knew and God knew that they were wanted to harm the child and to kill him. And so they are warned, and so these things do not happen in a vacuum. They happen as they were prophesied. Now again, I want you to recognize that God didn't do anything miraculously. He didn't intervene. He just took the decisions and choices of men like Herod and the wise men after they were instructed. And they fulfilled the prophecy because God knows the beginning from the end. Now, that doesn't mean he made them do it. He knew what they would do. He knew the choice that they would make. And so God's plan is unfolding before us in order to bring this Jesus out of Egypt back into Israel in order for him to continue the work that God is going to have him do as he grows into adulthood. And so we see that God's plan is going as he had planned it and as he had purposed it. And now Jesus is back in out of Egypt and he's in Israel. And we'll continue as we go through the story. We'll continue to look at different aspects of his life as it unfolds and as he comes closer to doing what he was sent for, and that is to die for the sin of the world. Thank you for listening today. Please tune again.